Good morning. So recently, in a conversation with John while we were camping, I started wondering out loud to him, like, what Christian hymns are. The earliest Christian hymns, how are they different from the Old Testament worship music? And so this morning, I'm intending to do something a little different for me. I'm going to just be reading through the sections, different sections, not all of them, but some selected sections from the New Testament that are generally considered hymns. Now, there's some controversy surrounding this, and often when they're trying to decide if a passage in the New Testament is a hymn, they have to look at things like whether it rhymes, if it has a poetic character and that sort of thing. So there's some difference of opinion amongst scholars. However, and we're not going to hit them all. However, this is an interesting selection, I think. And so there's not, I don't really have an agenda with this. I'm rather just trying to expose us to worship music of the Christian period. Now, don't forget, the Christians are going to be generally using the Psalms and the prophets. That's that forms the backbone of their worship time. However, there are hints throughout the New Testament of New Testament hymns, of worship that's starting to happen in a new way. And of course, church tradition has added to this. We have lots of hymns now. But it is kind of interesting to look at how the earliest Christians that we know of, what they would have sung. So we do have a couple that I will be that are connected to the songs in our songbook as well. So we'll be singing a little bit. Some of them aren't connected as much as I would wish, but others are connected quite nicely. So we'll get to that eventually. The first in the New Testament, the first hymns we see or the first songs are actually before Jesus was old enough to have taught anybody. So Zechariah, when John was born, he has a song that he sings. Mary, of course, has a song that she sings. Simeon sings a song. And the angels, of course, sang. So those are kind of the first songs that we see about read about in the New Testament. We're not going to spend a lot of time on those. They're interesting, but they're really coming right out of that Old Testament Jewish worship style. And you could argue that all of this is going to be deeply connected to the Old Testament worship style. That's true. However, I'm looking at something a little bit more in the Christian era. So we'll start with looking at Philippians 2. This is verse 6 through 11. This is generally considered a hymn. It's also probably a liturgy. So it's something, it contains kind of an early statement of belief and of creed. So it's talking about Jesus, and it says, "Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Another hymn that's also contains a kind of an early creedal statement, and this is more connected to the creeds perhaps, is 1 Timothy 3, verse 16. I will read that next to you. "Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory." Okay, I'm going to need to speed up here. So I'll skip some of the singing that we might be doing but we'll skip over that because we won't have enough time. Ephesians 3, verse 21, contains another, at least a piece of a hymn. "To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible..." I'm sorry, I read the wrong one. This is Ephesians 3, verse 21. "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." And 1 Timothy 1, verse 17, to the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And of course, here we must sing 107. So, Anthony, you can lead 107 to remind us of these words.
Immortal, invisible, God, only wise, delight inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed and most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we pray.
Thank you. So the rest of the ones that I picked out are all found in Revelations. In Revelations 4, verse 8, there's kind of this scene of worship happening around the throne. And it says this. This is 8 through 11. Sorry. Chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and within. And day and night they never cease to say, and here's the hymn, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Then it goes on, and whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who's seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. So here I would like to sing 119, Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord, which is part of what's being communicated here. So 119. How many songs or verses does that have? Just sing the first two.
First two verses of 119.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Sing, O ye people. Let the hills be joyful before him.
In conclusion, I'd like to read you just a medley of different songs that show up in Revelation. There are just a lot of them, which I think is indicative of some of the things we'll be doing for eternity. So they come from chapter 5, a couple different sections of chapter 5, chapter 7, 15, and 19. And I'll just kind of I put them all together in a tight medley, but, you know, they would... These are the words that are being sung. And then this will be our conclusion at this point. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." Let's pray. We are very grateful, Lord, that you do reign. And we accept the sacrifice that you've made. And we give you honor and glory because of that sacrifice. And because that you have brought healing to us. Help us as we go from here to allow you to take healing through us to the people we meet. And at all times cause us to worship you through our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Amen.